Hey, let's go to the Jackson Speedway. John LaFleur joins us this morning.
Good morning, Greg.
How are you, John?
I'm doing great. A beautiful morning in Jackson, Michigan.
Are you wearing a mask?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
Not yet.
So can you guys do anything, John?
You know, basically, we can have activities up to 100 people. That's where the state, our part of the state, Section 7, is right now, which, you know, doesn't allow us to really do any racing because we have a lot more than 100 people on a Saturday night. So we're, you know, kind of waiting, just waiting for the governor to open things up, hopefully at some point. I mean, all I've been doing lately is cutting grass and keeping the dirt track nice and groomed, just in case things change. Unfortunately, it seems to be going the other way around the country and here in Michigan. But, you know, it's just a tough, you know, and I talk to race people all day long. In fact, I just thought of this morning. I should be driving down to Indianapolis this morning for the Brickyard 400 this weekend, but unfortunately there's no fans either, so
right.
We can't even go to our suite over in turn two. Everything is locked down, but you know, it's just kind of a wait and see. That's kind of where we're at. We're trying to be ready if things open up here in this part of the state.
So there's got to be concern if we can't get out of this. I guess we're in phase four. If we can't get to phase five, a lot of businesses are going to be kind of toast, aren't they?
Yeah. It's just terrible for these restaurants and, you know, all those type of businesses that, you can't make much money at, 50% or 25% capacity. And I guess yesterday, she's closing all the bars down again in this part of the state that, I think the rule was if they're 75% of their income is from alcohol rather than food, they got to close. And I don't know how you judge that, but
right.
But that's the new thing as of yesterday. So yeah, it's, you know, just a, you know, and a lot of our sponsors, you know, to racing our bars and restaurants and, you know, gas stations and fuel companies and all those type of things. So, you know, everything's just at a standstill until, you know, the stuff starts clearing up. And again, unfortunately, that, you know, people that I'm talking to because of the Brickyard and now Indy coming up, the month of May is now the month of August. You know, live in Florida and Texas and Arizona and California and, you know, all those states have, you know, the corona thing has COVID thing has come back, you know, so it's just, you know, all we can do is wait and sit and see and what's going on. And hopefully things start getting better here in Michigan and you know, we can start having some fun out here.
Are the smaller tracks pretty much the same, John, or any of those guys racing, or are they cheating a little bit?
Yeah. I know some owners that are around here that have opened up and had big crowds. I mean, just because, you know, everybody wants to get on with their life and outside and enjoy racing or golfing or boating, whatever. And, you know, it's up to each individual owner, you know, I mean,
right.
I don't, if it's technically against the law, I'm not sure how that works, but it's against the governor's orders. And, you know, some are out kind of what I call out in the boondocks and they're part of the community. And I think people are looking the other way and they're racing and having some fun. And, you know, we're a little different. We're right along a highway, you know, pretty hard to hide what we're doing here. So we've decided that, you know, we just need to follow the rules the governor and our mayor, and basically stay close. But other people, it's up to them, and I wish them all well, and hopefully MIS is going to get big race here in the first part of August, and hopefully with fans, and things will hopefully get back to normal a little bit.
Do you really think they'll have fans at MIS?
I don't know.
You wouldn't bet on that right now, would you?
No. That's iffy. I think it's a tough call. I don't know, quite honestly. We just received word a few days ago that the Indianapolis 500 is going to be on August 23rd, that Rogers going to have 50% capacity. Well, that's still 175,000 people. that's a lot of people. And, so again, he's pretty firm and pretty determined to do that, and hopefully that happens. But, I think, until you get about a few weeks away, you really don't know. I think that I'm sure MIS is planning right now to have fans, but you just don't know. I don't know what's going on week to week, our own little track.
It does. It changes all the time.
Yeah, it's tough because people want to do things. There's been no concerts. There's been this, none of these big activities. And, somebody asked me the other day, you think you're going to have college football? And I said, I don't know. I don't think they know. And, hopefully, things, this virus will stop or get slowed down, whatever. You're a sports guy. I heard that ad for the trust department. You got so much money in sports that you probably have to call the bank and get your trust guy going.
But I wouldn't be here, brother.
You're the expert in sports in Jackson, and is there going to be high school football? I don't know. We can only sit by and wait and prepare, I guess, is the best thing. We've never gone through anything like this.
Yeah, I've talked to just about every superintendent, and none of them are very confident at all, especially sports this fall.
Yeah, if I had a 18, 19-year-old child going away to college for freshman year, I don't know if I'd let her go. To live in a dorm and at Eastern or Western or Michigan or State or wherever, I just don't think there's a good answer, for any of the stuff. And, we want to be open for sure. We like to make money, so I could put some money in a trust. But, you just don't know.
How have you? I'm sure you followed NASCAR and their races without fans. How have you seen that?
Yeah, I think they've put on some really good races. They've had one IndyCar race, and I've watched all of them, of course. And I guess it shows how professional they are, because none of these. They don't have any practice, any qualifying. They just show up on a Sunday morning and fire them up and head into turn one at 200 miles an hour and without any practice. And I watched the truck race here last weekend, and half the people in the truck race had never raced at Pocono before. And yet they still put on a good show. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's different. They made the races shorter. On Pocono, they raced Saturday with the Cup and Sunday with the Cup, so back to back, and it was good racing. And so I think It's just, you know, and again, there, some of the crew guys have gotten this disease, you know, so then that changes things. And,
yep.
And you know, it's just, it's kind of strange to me because usually, you know, you make a plan and you stick to it. With this stuff, there is no plan. You know, every week's different. You know, these teams now are going to go to Indy. There's going to have a first time ever Xfinity race on the road course at Indy, first time in history. And there's going to be an IndyCar race the same day on the road course. So it's, and again, with no fans. And, you know, I think for the drivers, it's only tough when you get out of the car, especially if you win, because there's no celebration. And you see a guy walking down the track all by himself carrying the checkered flag. But, you know, when they're in the car racing, you know, they don't see the fans or hear the fans anyway. But so the racing's still good. It's just the atmosphere is just got to be very strange for them. And you know, we plan to be, of course, in Indy this weekend with Bobby Allison and was coming up and, you know, then none of that happens. So it's, and you know, you got, even for the spectators, for the guys in the souvenir trucks or the guy group selling hot dogs, I mean, everything is shut down, you know, and that's affecting a lot of people. And I, like I said, I really feel sorry for, you know, our local restaurants and local, you know, neighborhood bars. I mean, it's a tough deal. And, you know, I'm sure you're advertising. You don't sell advertising, but your people are sell advertising at the radio station. You know, it's a tough deal right now.
I always sell, John.
Yeah, I know you do. I know. You know, and you know, last weekend was supposed to be our JA race downtown for
yep.
the 25th anniversary, and you would have been announcing it.
Yep.
And, you know, and Connie called me that day, and you know, of course, it was raining, which is kind of normal for our daily races. So I told her I put rain tires on 20 go-karts, and I'm ready to go. But, you know, it's just, you know, there's, you know, it's kind of like, Greg, and it's like there's no fun, you know. I mean, you,
thank God for golf, right?
Yeah, yeah, and I'm not a golfer. I'm the only LaFleur that doesn't play golf. But,
no, that's a shock. That's shocking.
You know, no fireworks this weekend. You know, I mean, it's just a strange situation for all of us. And but, you know, I think, you know, I get a lot of jokes now, emails. It seems like everybody texting, you know, every racer I know is texting each other because we're all bored. But it's hopefully it'll turn around and you know, we'll get back maybe the fall to some racing here.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's Sparky? You know, what's Sparky doing without you?
I know. We've been talking about every day. In fact, the good and the bad news with Sparky is you know, first his stuff's made all in China somewhere or over there somewhere, and he's about sold out. I'm gonna go see him here in about an hour to deliver him a light tower because these couple days he stays open, I think, 24 hours a day, and he's selling fireworks like crazy. So I think there'll be a lot of neighborhood fireworks shows this weekend. But unfortunately, you know, the Cascades won't have one, and we won't have one. And there is one, Lake Columbia, because they shoot them off from the island. So I guess you go out in your boat and watch them. So, yeah, it's Sparky. Sparky's doing well, and it's going to be a, like I said, I think a lot of neighborhood firework shows this weekend. What are you going to do for this weekend?
Well, I'll probably be right here
working.
Yeah, absolutely. There's nothing like working on the holiday.
Yeah,
they're tough out here, John.
What's that?
They're tough out here. Seniority means nothing.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I've been there almost 80 years. My God, you know, it's about time to retire.
Just about. Hey, thanks, buddy, for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Greg.
Hopefully you can get back on the track. John Lafier, Jackson Speedway.